Cosplay Mecca, Akihabara. If there is one area of Tokyo that is known for breaking the mold, it is Akihabara. A loud cacophony of music, neon light, and fantasy characters. It has always been a transient neighborhood. After World War II, it was a down-at-heel and violent black market, an era that was immortalized in the movie Nora Inu in 1949. During the following decades, the iconic Electric Town Market became established. In its narrow passages can be found any electrical gadget in the world, old or new. If you need to find something obsolete, go to Akihabara. If you want to find the latest technology at a discount price, go to Akihabara. Customers from all over the world fill the streets. But Akihabara is not just a mecca for technology enthusiasts. It is a subculture hub, with whole department stores dedicated to manga, anime, adult pleasure, and cheap merchandise. Which is possibly why, during the 1990s, Akihabara saw the birth of a new type of subculture that has swept the world. Cosplay. A word mix of costume and play. Cosplayers dress up as characters from manga, anime, movies, and computer games. They often make their own intricate costumes, even adopt the mannerisms of their characters. In cosplay cafes, you can dress up, hang out in character, have your photo taken by professional photographers, and generally enter a fantasy world. For those who are really dedicated, there are even competitions, and a lucky few become professionals with television performances, YouTube channels, and fashion shows. One form of cosplay you will definitely see in Akihabara is young ladies dressed as maids who will entertain you in special cafes. Many people consider it weird, but if you like something wacky, it might be just the thing to remember Akihabara by.